This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Day 5 of the search and rescue in Surfside, Florida, near Miami, where a condo building collapsed. Rescue workers say they could still find survivors. Nobody's been pulled alive from the rubble since the first hours after the building fell. 9 people are confirmed dead, 152 missing. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava.
Our top priority continues to be search and rescue and saving any lives that we can. And our brave firefighters are telling us that that's the right thing to do.
Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says a building official has taken a look at an identical tower that's still standing. And he says they didn't find anything out of order.
So that's reassuring. But that is not a deep dive into the building itself. And there are people that have concerns about staying in the building given what's happened. I can't say that I'd be excited about staying in that building either.
U.S. airstrikes along the Syria-Iraq border, and there are casualties. Here's our Sagar Magani.
The Pentagon says it went after facilities last night used by Iran-backed militia groups, targeting 2 operational and weapons storage facilities in Syria and 1 in Iraq. Spokesman John Kirby called the strikes defensive in response to drone attacks on U.S. troops in Iraq. 2 Iraqi militia officials say the strikes killed 4 militiamen. The Iran-backed factions are vowing revenge for the strikes, which also drew rare condemnation of the U.S. from the Iraqi military, which calls them an unacceptable violation of Baghdad's sovereignty. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The dangerous heat wave across the Northwest will continue in some spots through much of this week, says the Weather Service. It'll be 116 today in Portland, Oregon. This is AP News. A top U.S. official has met with the Pope. Here's our Charles de Ledesma.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Pope Francis in the Vatican. The Vatican says Pope Francis voiced affection for Americans at his meeting with the Secretary of State, the pontiff according to the top diplomat, a substantial chunk of time for a government official who isn't a national leader. Spokesman Matteo Bruni says the audience in the Apostolic Palace played out in a cordial atmosphere, lasting about 40 minutes. However, it's not known if the two discussed the sharp divide among American bishops over giving Holy Communion to politicians supporting abortion rights, like President Joe Biden. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The new movie F9 zipped to the top of the heap at the movie theaters over the weekend, the biggest opening for a film since the pandemic began, $70 million. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.